Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacina with this morning's top local stories. It is a winter survival day in Metro Detroit. 3 to 6 inches of snow expected in Metro Detroit. As much as 2 feet of new snow expected in parts of the Upper Peninsula. Here's AccuWeather's Dean DeVore.
In and around Metro Detroit, we're looking at periods of snow today, steadiest and heaviest during the afternoon and evening commute. I think that's going to be the worst of the two commutes. We'll see 3 to 6 inches of snow by tonight into this evening before it tapers off to some flurries, but areas up north could see closer to a foot. It's going to be a messy day. It's going to be a slippery day, especially later this afternoon, this evening. I'll keep you up to date minute by minute on WWJ News Radio 950.
How do you play basketball with a broken heart? It was an emotional night at the Breslin Center last night at MSU for Michigan State superstar Cassius Winston, who played for the Spartans less than 24 hours after the tragic suicide death of his brother, Zachary. With more, here's WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
A sad story. Roberto Winston, who was greeted with a standing ovation by fans at the Breslin Center when he was introduced at the start of last night's game, had 17 points and 11 assists in Michigan State's 100-47 win over Binghamton. Afterwards, head coach Tom Izzo admitted he was surprised Winston was able to play and play as well as he did in the wake of his brother's death.
I just don't know how many people could do that less than, 20 hours after finding out such a tragedy, and I think our guys helped, but give him credit. He did what he felt he needed to do, and that's all we asked him to do. If he played, if he didn't play, if he wanted to come out, we were going to support him 200%.
Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Today is Veterans Day, and a lot of businesses are offering freebies today for those who serve.
A message for veterans, Roberta. Wherever you shop, whatever you're buying, if you have served in the military, tell them and ask about discounts for vets. Many companies do have them. Not only today, Veterans Day, but every day of the year. And they're often not widely advertised. A quick check finds buying or renting a car, buying shoes, clothing, food, even vacations could come with some perks for those who have served.
National Coney Island today is offering free dine-in Coneys to those with valid military ID. Both Bob Evans and Applebee's are giving away a free meal to veterans today. Buffalo Wild Wings, Denny's, IHOP, Jet's Pizza, Little Caesars, and Starbucks also have freebies for veterans today. GM's new contract with the UAW, it's going to raise labor costs. So how is GM going to pay for that? Here's John McElroy.
GM plans to offset higher labor costs with a number of initiatives. It'll reduce the complexity of options and trim levels. It'll do a better job of designing vehicles for easier assembly and manufacturing. And it's going to reuse more components rather than redesign them. GM also has a new quality program called Built-In Quality Level 4. That means better first-time through quality on the assembly line with fewer vehicles needing any repair or rework. Analysts estimate that the new labor contract will cost $100 million more the first year, rising to $350 million a year more by 2023, but GM says it is confident it can offset those higher labor costs.
Despite all the money companies are spending to develop self-driving cars, a lot of people remain uneasy about that technology, but not everyone. About 1,000 people are regularly using a service being run by Waymo, Google's self-driving car arm, in Chandler, Arizona. Our AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert took a ride with one of them.
This Chrysler Pacifica not only drives itself, it talks to passengers.
Arriving shortly at depot.
BJ Garrity's a regular, generally checking email or Facebook while the vehicle navigates heavy traffic, makes turns, changes lanes. That's something that he originally complained was pretty rough.
And I've noticed an improvement over the last year or so, that those lane changes have become smoother and and more expected.
Waymo has also slowly started to phase out emergency safety drivers.
If you're ready to clear out your basement or attic of all those old electronics, the TVs, old computers, whatever, WWJ's Rob St. Mary says the Detroit Zoo wants that stuff.
The Detroit Zoo says it'll take your old computers, printers, TVs, VHS, DVD players, cell phones, and other electronics between 11 and 6 on Friday. Meanwhile, the Belle Isle Nature Center in Detroit will take your old batteries and light bulbs for recycling also on Friday. The Detroit Zoo says it's all part of America Recycles Day and doing its part to help the environment by keeping those old electronics out of the landfills. Rob St. Mary, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s, tune in WWJ, News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Giacina.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.